This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة Every day we hear of atrocities being committed. We hear of people not having enough food to eat. We hear of people fleeing countries and towns where their houses have been destroyed. Many people are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people in the world are being tested. There was a brother who left Syria, and he saw, and he was given a piece of bread. And seeing that piece of bread, tears came down his eyes. For three months, he had not seen and had not eaten anything fresh. Tears came down his eyes because he was thankful for a piece of bread. Every single day, there are people who are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things we take for granted every moment in our lives. They're making dua for what we have and take for granted, that which we don't even think about. Yet they're making dua for some of those things that we have every day and every moment in our lives. They are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we often don't realize is that we also are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are being tested with trials and tribulations and hardships. The test and the trials and tribulations of hardship. But we are being tested, and most of us are being tested, with the trials and tribulations of prosperity. Most people don't consider that a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. We test you with شر, with bad, meaning hardships and difficulties, and خير, and goodness and prosperity. We test you with both of these things. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ And unto us shall be your return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us also to see whether we're thankful or not. The determining factor when we're tested with prosperity of whether we pass or not is whether we're thankful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing many of us. And which of the two tests are more difficult to pass? Many scholars have mentioned that when a person is tested with hardships and difficulties, they're more likely to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who are tested with prosperity, they are less likely to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَالْفَقْرَ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ It is not poverty that I fear for you. It is not poverty that I fear for you. But I fear that the dunya will be opened up for you. This worldly life will be opened up for you. And you will compete for it. Just like others before you competed for it. And it will destroy you just like it destroyed them. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not poverty that he fears for us. But what he fears is all the blessings being bestowed upon us, yet we're not thankful for those blessings. So how can we show that we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that we have? Any of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we should be thankful for them by using those blessings in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us health and wealth, then we should use the energy and the strength that we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be at the service of others. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us wealth and prosperity, then we should use those blessings and spend it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Often, we don't realize how great these blessings are until they're gone. And that is why the Arabs, they say, أَصِحَّةُ تَاجٌ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْأَصِحَّاءِ لَا يَرَاهُ إِلَّا الْمَرْضَى Health is like a crown on the heads of all those who are healthy. Nobody sees it except for those who are sick. Health, the health that we have. Nobody sees it except for those who are sick. And that's why we should take time to visit those who are sick. To be thankful for the blessings that we have. And to also take time to go visit the grave. So that we are thankful for the life that we have. So that we can use what we have in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take advantage of it. So that we can be reminded of the hereafter. And that's why one of the most beneficial of dua, one of the scholars of before, he said, I was reflecting upon the different types of supplications. And I was thinking about what is the best of all of these supplications. And he said, and I came to the conclusion that it is the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to the companions when he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, he said, O Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk, surely I love you. فَلَا تَدَعَنَّ أَن تَقُولُ So never forget and do not leave this dua دبر كل صلاة. At the end of every prayer, اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. Help me to remember you and to be thankful to you and to perfect my worship of you. Think about this dua. When we go through difficulties, one of the most beneficial things you can do is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to be thankful for actually the blessings that you have. And of course, to try to perfect your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, all emotional scars heal faster with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembering and being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just a thing we should do once in a while. It is a continuous process to always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. And if we're thankful for something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it for us. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُلَازَمَةِ الشُّكْرِ. Continue to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُلَازَمَةِ الشُّكْرِ عَلَى النِّعَمِ. Continue to be thankful to Allah for the blessings that you have. فَقَلَّ نِعْمَةٌ زَالَتْ عَنْ قَوْمٍ فَعَادَتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. For rarely is a blessing taken away from a people and then returned to them. Rarely is a blessing taken away from a people and then returned to them. So be thankful for the blessings that we have. In the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to stand up in prayer until his feet were swollen. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has already forgiven your past and future sins. In other words, take it easy. Allah has already given you a forgiven for your past and future sins. And why are you doing this, standing up to the point where your feet are swollen? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدٍ شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful servant of Allah? Should I not be a thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven for me all my past and future sins. Of course, has given me guidance and made me a prophet, a messenger of God, and so forth. Should I not be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning, when you're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you increase in your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give you more. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you were to be thankful, then I will increase it for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give us more. So I said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with trials and tribulations, yet also tests us with prosperity. There is nothing wrong with having wealth. There's nothing wrong with being rich, as long as you're thankful for them. And that's why Abu Qilaba, he said, لَا تَضُرُّكُمْ دُنْيَا شَكَرْتُمُوهَا. Anything of this dunya will not harm you. I mean, all amassing wealth and so forth, having all of that will not harm you if you're thankful for them. And so be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending what we have in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're thankful for the children that we have, when you come in our houses and we see the beautiful smiles on our children's faces, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by teaching them to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teaching them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. And if we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless what we have when we're thankful for them. And whenever you are confronted with sins, Think about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Think about all of those things. And that's when Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was confronted with sin, when that sin was right in front of him, and he was asked to do that which was haram, he says, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. He said, I seek refuge in Allah, because no one can help you abstain and stay away from sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek help from Him alone. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ. Surely He, my Lord, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given me so much, has provided me with so much. So when you're confronted with sins, think of all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. How can you be disobedient to a Lord that has given you the ability to see when there are some who are not able to see? How can you be disobedient to a Lord who has given you the ability to walk? How can you use that to go and walk to a place that's not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about your sight and your hearing and your health and your wealth and your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything. How can we be disobedient to a Lord that has been so kind to us? How can we use these faculties that Allah has given to us and disobey Him with these faculties of hearing and seeing and walking and so forth? There are many who are unable to see. There are many who are unable to hear. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of these blessings. And so be thankful for the blessings that we have. And the greatest blessing that we have is actually the blessing of faith, of iman, of Islam. Be thankful for that by putting it to practice and teaching others. Be thankful that we are Muslims, because that is the greatest blessing that we have, that we need to hold on to with our dear life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغدا واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We hear about all the atrocities happening and all the difficulties that others are going through. And we think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that our Lord is ever merciful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Wadud. He is the most beneficent, the most merciful, the loving. Then you might think also, you might say, well, why is all this happening around us then? Why is it that we see people starving and suffering? Why is it that you see a child, a baby or a child and a toddler being washed up on the beaches? Why is all this happening? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And when your Lord said to the angels, surely I have created, I will create a creation, I will put a creation on earth. When He created Adam, I will put a vicegerent, a khalifa on earth. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create us humans and give us the faculty of understanding and the ability to pretty much have to be the best on earth in terms of our ability and intelligence and strength. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will put on earth a vicegerent on this earth, a khalifa. And what did the angel say? قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Are you going to put therein a creation that will shed blood, will cause mischief on earth and shed blood amongst themselves? And we see all that happening right now, all this mischief, oppression that's going on right now. And so the angels are asking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surely I know that which ye do not know. I know that which you do not know. So why is all this happening then? What is it? Well, you have to understand that whatever happens on earth, Allah knows what's happening, and He's all wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, and everything that happens, there's wisdom behind it, whether we understand it or not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. So you might say, why is all this happening? Well, one of the reasons is because when the worst of humanity commit the worst of atrocities, it will also bring out the best in the best of humanity. It will bring out the best. And who are the best? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this ummah as being the best. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best of nations brought forth for humanity. You enjoin that which is good and forbid that which is evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the best. And so when the worst of humanity commit the worst of atrocities, when there are people who are in need of food, when there are calamities that are happening around the world, who are the people that should stand up and help those? And who are the people who will stand up for justice? It is us. We are the ones who are supposed to do that. Because we are the best. That's why we, especially living in the times that we're living in right now, especially in the times that we are living in right now, we have to embody the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah in our daily lives. We have to be the best. We can't just be ordinary. We have to be extraordinary. We can't just be different. People look at us as being different. We have to be out there and make a difference. And that's why when there are homeless people in London right now, and there are soup kitchens that are serving the homeless, who should be the people who are serving them and helping them? It is us, we as Muslims. When there are calamities and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, when there are people who are in need, who should be the people who help and provide help? It should be us. And that's why when there are people who are in need, they are being tested. But when someone stands up and is asking for donations so that we can help the poor, the orphans, the widows and the refugees who are in need, and then we don't give, that means at that moment we have just failed the test. Because if we're thankful to Allah, then we spend those blessings in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when we're out there in our neighborhoods, at our workplaces, we have to be the best. We have to be the best neighbors. We have to be the most honest of people. We have to be the most helpful of all people. We have to be a people that others are proud to be our neighbors. Others are happy to be our co-workers and our classmates. We have to be the most helpful of people. And if we embody the teachings of Islam in our daily lives by being the best and the most helpful, it will not matter what the media says. The media can say anything that they want because you know why? You know, as they say, your actions speak so loud, I can't even hear what you're saying. Your neighbors will know. BBC, CNN, especially Fox, you guys are lying. What you're saying about Islam and the Muslims is incorrect because I have a Muslim neighbor. I have never had a neighbor more helpful, more kind, more honest than that neighbor of mine. He's a Muslim. The media can say anything that they want. But we, if we embody the teachings of Islam in our daily lives, it will not matter. And that's why we have to be the best. We have to be the most honest, the most truthful of people. And that's the example that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam set. He was the most kind and the most helpful and the most beneficial to society. He was always there for those who were in need. And that's why we have to be the best. We have to stop blaming the times that we are living in. And that's why Imam Shafi'i, he said, نَعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعِيبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عِيبٌ سِوَانَا. We blame the times that we are living in, but there's nothing wrong with the times that we are living in. The only thing that's wrong with the times that we are living in is us. And that's why if we want to change what's happening around us, we have to be the change that we want to see. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change what's in the people until they change what's in themselves. And that's why we have to stop blaming others and make that change from within to be the best Muslim that we can be, to be the best neighbor that we can be, to be the best co-workers that we can be, to be the best citizens that we can be, to be there for the people. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations brought forth for the people. We have to be there for the people, whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim. When the worst of humanity commit the worst of atrocities, it brings out the best in the best of humanity. And we, inshallah, are the best of humanity when we apply the Quran and the Sunnah in our daily lives. So everyone, before you get out of here, make that change to be the best in character, to be the best Muslim that you can be. Before you leave here, make that change and the change around you will happen. Allahumma fir al muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء دين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة.